integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The benefits of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. Back when I first started in cardiology, we used to have this fat-burning zone. We would get people on the treadmill, and we would get their heart rate just at kind of this even rate while they were exercising, and we called it this fat-burning zone. And we told all the people that fat would burn. All the books said that fat would burn, and guess what happened? Surprisingly, almost no fat burned. They got a good workout. It wasn't like it wasn't good for them. They got a good workout, but it wasn't, you know, they weren't losing belly fat. So finally, folks like Dr. Holly Lucille, my friend Holly.
Hello.
Started to think outside the box. And I do use this in cardiology. Is this your preferred for your patients now, Holly, or is this, you still use a lot?
Absolutely. And everybody, my patients now, I'm actually going to conjure up more patients, because the listeners out there, we're going to tell you the benefits of high intensity interval training. You've got to listen up, because here's the deal. As you were right, Decker, we used to be told that slow, sort of long burn for fat burning was the way to go when it came to exercise. But the research is mounting, and I'm so happy about this, and I'll tell you why. The research is excellent, first of all, on health benefits of high-intensity interval training, and we're going to talk about exactly what that is, but most especially, we're going to tell why it's so important and the benefits of it. I mean, we're talking benefits from protecting the heart and boosting metabolism and increasing your vigor and controlling diabetes, and I can go on and on and on, but the reason that I love it the most is that the one thing that folks get really, 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 really resistant to is exercise sometimes. And also if it takes a long time, or they say they're too busy, or
discouraged.
Exactly, they get discouraged. But guess what? This is why you cut the length of your workout and you maintain the benefits. And that is what I love about high intensity interval training so much.
Benefits. Okay, can we get specific on that, Holly? So somebody who moves from the old fashioned slow burn to the high intensity interval training, what benefits would you expect them to get and, more importantly, keep from this?
Okay, so interval training. So what we're talking about here is we're kind of screwing with your heart rate. So, and a lot of people, listen, it doesn't require a gym. It doesn't require a CrossFit class. It could require a hill in your neighborhood. You mean you walk up the hill and then you walk down it. So we're talking about interval training, meaning your heart rate goes up with intensity for a short amount of time, burst training, and then comes down and then up again. And guess what? You can get a smack dab rocking workout within 7 minutes. Believe it or not, it happens, because it's the way that I exercise now, and I'm the best shape of my entire life at 47 years old. Okay, So we're talking about protecting the heart. Interval training has been linked to improving levels of the quote-unquote good, which you and I know there ain't no good or bad cholesterol. It's all just cholesterol. It's about the balance and the levels and the ratios and all that great stuff. Mm-hmm. But of HDL, we're also talking about improving insulin resistance. There's great research about that, about improving blood pressure, reducing body fat. So raising HDL, reducing body fat, improving insulin resistance, and that's basically when you've been eating too much carbohydrates, your cells are like, I'm pretty much not gonna, the insulin has been popping on those cells, and I'm like, yep, just I'm not gonna, I'm resistant to you. It's kind of like a nagging sister. It's like, I don't even hear you anymore, okay? And then as well, blood pressure. So those right there are a couple benefits from protecting the heart. We got more. We got more.
I'd just like to digress 1 second. And Holly, you are in the best shape I've ever seen you, and you've always worked out. And I am not going to buy into the fact that at 47, somebody just, you know, hit you with the magic wand and say, Holly has ripped abs now. I mean, I know that that's work to get it. But one of the things that I see in my patients is that they exercise and they exercise, they exercise, and the doctor's supporting them in this, but their body's not changing to the shape that they would like it. Like I said, Holly, you've never been out of shape my entire time I've known you, but this is a different level. What I'm hoping is that you, as an expert in this, can take me through why this is so much more effective. Is it just that interval shifts the physiology to keep the belly fat off? Or I mean, because I'm telling you, my patients, We are dumping this old model of exercise off to the side of the road, left and right, and we're going to this. And they are, nothing's worse than a frustrated patient that's doing everything. You know, they're going to the gym all the time. They're not getting it. Now we're shifting it over. They are. But what's so different about this, Holly?
Listen, I mean, I appreciate you saying so because, yes, I went from a keg to a six pack. I really, really did. All in about 2 years.
Never had a keg, Holly.
Oh, please. You just didn't see me naked. That's all. Yeah, I was, you know, clothes can do everything. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, as you get older, the older you get, the less time you want to spend running around and on the treadmill. Yeah. And that, this change, okay? So if you can train at higher intensities, right? So walking up a hill instead of a flat surface, just making it that easy, and easier movements, you got increased vigor. And as well, our bodies use different energy sources when you're working out this way, such as glycogen and ATP, right? So ATP is the molecule that stores energy in our cells. And during more intense movements, okay, it's kind of like drag racing for the most part, okay? Like drag racing car that uses all its gasoline in seconds, these energy stores lead you to burn more calories while increasing your metabolism. So that's the best thing. So working out with high intensity interval training, this is what it does. Everybody hang on. You don't have to remember this. There will not be a quiz at the end. You don't even have to write it down, but it increases. Yeah. Oh, there you are sitting in the booth, the radio station, sucking on your, okay. Write it on your little pad next. It increases post-exercise oxygen consumption. Okay, so it's EPOC or something like that. I think that's what it is. But basically, that means that you continue to burn calories well beyond the end of your workout. So throughout the entire day. So we've got increased vigor, boosting metabolism, protecting the heart, you know, and even research that shows that you can control the diabetes, which I think is awesome.
Oh, man, what a gift that you can get to somebody. And, you know, I noticed this with myself because when I shifted to treadmill, I always do my 20 minutes of cardio. I shifted to about 10 and I did the interval piece that I noticed that I just sweat a little bit more through the day. My energy is just a little bit higher and better just from hitting literally a different button on the treadmill. And I just sweat and the rest of my exercise also got a lot better. And I knew it had to do something with chemistry. It is shifting this energy source that we're burning from, you know, to maintain this burn throughout the day. It had to be something like that because, listeners, it's dramatically different. Dramatically different.
That's right. And, you know, I love that you said the treadmill because a lot of people have home exercise equipment. And so you can increase intensity in a couple different ways. You can either increase intensity by going faster. You can increase intensity by pushing against more resistance. So the incline can go up, or if you've got one of those, what do they call it? Not the treadmills, but the ellipticals. You can increase intensity because you increase the intensity, right? The resistance that you're going. So you can do that for a minute. Then hang out for a minute. There's something, Phil Campbell he's a exercise physiologist and personal trainer. And he actually was, I believe, the initiator of this high intensity interval training. He was the originator, I should say. Mm-hmm. And he has something called Sprint 8. And it is one of the most, so Sprint 8. Here's the deal. Sprint8.com, I believe you can go to, but it's basically, even on a recumbent bike, you go warm up for 2 minutes. At that 2 minute mark, you sprint for 30 seconds, recover for 90 seconds, sprint for 30 seconds, and so on 8 times. And oh, it's one of the hardest workouts I've ever done. Less than 18 minutes, I'm in and out with my workout, and guess what? I have so many benefits to prove that it is the way to go these days.
Well, there's no keg there. Six pack, guarantee it for Holly. High intensity interval training. This is the slow burn didn't work. We're throwing it away. We're going shorter length, faster with an incline. No gym or CrossFit needed. Just look for that hill or move a little faster. Insulin resistance, reduce body fat. And here's the other thing. It helps you burn fat all day. So after your workout, you are still burning it. And this is what helps keep the weight off. Skinnier, healthier, faster at Radio MD. Stay well.